last week the pastor would be preaching a short message. It's going to be really short. Amen. Normally we tell him, hey, stay with the bulletin, try to get us out at 10 till. It's usually 10 after. But this morning it's going to be real short. And then following that, I'm just going to give you a few messages in Scripture. But following that, we will have our candlelight service. We're going to darken the rooms and such following just a few words out of the Scripture. If you have your Bibles, there's a Scripture found in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And this Scripture has been one that has been with us as Christians from the very beginning. And it states this, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." A lot of you miss a point there when it talks about the virgin. It says a virgin shall conceive. And the fulfillment of that, you got to remember this. After she conceived, she was still a virgin. The Bible says, if we go over into the fulfillment of it, Matthew chapter 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child." A virgin shall be with child. "And they shall and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." And many of us know today, Emmanuel means God is with us. In the dream that Matthew had, the angel came in chapter 1 in verse 21. This is what it states. "He was told to call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people, from their sins." Jesus means Yahushua, and Yahushua means Jesus saves. And if we look at that, I want to present you a challenge today. A few years back, it was the common thing. We weren't supposed to say Merry Christmas to one another. Happy Holidays, something like that. But in just the last two or three years, it has come back where people are once again, it's on the radio waves. It's across our nation. And people are saying Merry Christmas. If it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have Christmas. Amen. Merry Christmas. And that's why I wish you today Merry Christmas. But I want to go to another short scripture in the Bible. And this one is in Isaiah chapter 9:6. And if we look at that, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." A lot of you may not know this, but if you go back to the original Hebrew text, Wonderful and Counselor were put together. And in the Hebrew language, there were no commas, there were no punctuation marks, there was no periods in the original Hebrew text. It just came. "His name shall be Wonderful Counselor." Amen. I looked at that and I saw that and I said, wow. Amen. Wonderful Counselor. The Hebrew is Pele Yoetz. Wonderful Counselor. And wonderful means it's been accomplished by God. In the original Hebrew, Wonderful Counselor, as I told you before, were joined together. And has a meaning of a wonder of a counselor. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of people going to school and coming out and say that we're going to be a counselor. There is only really one counselor, and that's our God in heaven. There is no one can bring peace to your soul except Jesus. He's the counselor. Amen. A lot of people try to find their joy on the outside. Joy doesn't come from the outside, folks. It comes from the inside out. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Inside out, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it envelops our life, our souls, folks. And in Micah 4:9, It says, Micah took counselor as being the meaning of a king. Guess what? We've got a king counselor who is wonderful. Amen. And finishing off today, his name shall be called Mighty God, El Gabor. He was born miraculously of a virgin. And symbolically, he was called Emmanuel. And Emmanuel never refers to a man. It's God. Emmanuel. He shall be called the Everlasting Father. Abiad in the Hebrew means the Father of eternity. Everything from day one that he created till where everlasting is what God is. He is eternal. He never dies. And by the way, your prayers can get answered at night because he never sleeps. And you think about that, folks. He is the author of eternal life. He pronounced it. He put the work in motion. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And all three have a work in eternity. The Holy Spirit leads us, guides us here on earth. Jesus Christ has went back to his heavens. Amen. And he is our counselor in heaven. Do you know every prayer that you pray, there has to be, the word has to back it up if you want your answer? Come on. Every word has to be backed up. Every prayer has to be backed up by the word. Amen. Because, folks, God will not go. He said, don't add one jit or tittle to this word. Don't add it. Don't say, I want to be a millionaire and expect God to answer that prayer. That's not in his word. Amen. I think God will miraculously bless us. But if we pray for the wrong things, don't expect an answer. Amen. I can pray for health. I can pray for salvation for my children. I can pray for God to take care of every need I have. And he even takes care of some of the desires of my heart. But God answers according to the word. And Jesus, the counselor, stands before the Father. And when you make a prayer, they have prayed. End every prayer in Jesus' name. He is the authority for that prayer. Micah 5:2, he is of old, from everlasting. This is how we see the throne of David, which is to be forever preserved. It will be the seat of a ruler who himself is eternal. David's kingdom shall never fail. The Prince of Peace, Shar Shalom. Turn to your neighbor and say, Shalom. And in this day, we want to wish you the peace of God. Christ is not a warring monarch, folks. What he is a benevolent father, wanting to give to his children every good gift. And remember this, every good gift is from God. When you give to your children, what do you wish for them? The best. What do you want to give them? The best gift you can give them. And remember, in this Christmas season, the best gift that you can give to your children is tell them about Jesus and let their little hearts bow in prayer and say, I receive Jesus as my Savior. That's what Christmas is all about. Okay, if we'll dim the lights this morning,